73 degrees and rainy in Nashville. We do expect it to be a wet and stormy day across Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Immigrant rights advocacy groups are speaking out to the arrests of more than 100 individuals in the Great Smoky Mountains area. The arrests, which were part of a joint operation led by ICE, were conducted within a week. Officials say some of the individuals arrested had a previous criminal record that included domestic assault, drug possession, or driving while intoxicated, but it is unclear how many individuals had previous charges. Callie Van Cleve, the advocacy manager of the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, criticizes the arrests.
Instead of actually making our community safer or helping our families build good lives, families are afraid to interact in public or address their traffic tickets. Children find themselves separated from their parents, and our communities live in fear and distrust.
According to an ICE spokesperson, individuals who were detained by ICE will receive full due process. But one local advocacy group says at least one family saw a father moved out of the state within 12 hours, too fast for an attorney. The arrests are part of the federal 287G program, an initiative that creates a partnership between local law enforcement agencies and ICE to implement some federal immigration laws. More than 50 counties in Tennessee have signed on to some form of the program. A three-judge panel is weighing the latest arguments in the legal challenge over Tennessee's newly drawn congressional boundaries. In a hearing late last week, the ACLU argued the Republican-drawn maps amount to racial discrimination and that the legislature has a track record of political retribution against Memphis leaders and residents. The state has been defending the map, saying legislators were openly motivated by partisan politics, not race, and that it's now too late to make another change before early voting begins in July. A city commissioner in Millersville has resigned after being jailed on multiple felony charges related to crimes against children. David Gregory has held elected office in the small town in Sumner County since 2012. The Gallatin News reports indictments include 8 counts of child sexual abuse with ties to incidents over more than 30 years. Gregory is 76. He's been jailed since last week. The city commission has called a special meeting for Tuesday, and he's due to appear in court Friday. Meanwhile, also in Sumner County, a judge has tripled the bond for a former band director at a White House high school who's been jailed over a relationship with a student. Prosecutors say additional students have come forward with reports about 32-year-old Dalton Hawkins. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.